Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Work Insanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for about 10 years, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
And today we're going to talk about when to communicate and how, with what method. So people communicate in all kinds of different ways these days. And how do you figure out when's the right time to send a message, and what thing do you send the message in?
Well, the important thing to remember, which hopefully you'll understand by the end of the episode, is that really there's no one solution, especially in these, how did you put it, in these modern times, in these strange days that we live through.
Strange
you
days,
need
indeed.
To get to know your audience. And maybe audience is not exactly the right word, but you need to know who you are trying to communicate with and what is the appropriate method of communication with that person.
Here's my fervent hope, Patrick, that someday someone listens to this episode, and I hope this day is not that far off, and says, oh my gosh, this is so dated. Now everybody knows you just use blurbicate, and then you don't have to worry about what communication method. You just send it to the person. I hope someone someday invents that solution, whatever it's called. But right now we don't have that. And every person I talk to seems to use a different method. Like, well, if I want to get Brian, I've got to use text message. But if I want to get Andy, I have to go to Twitter DM. But if I want to talk to Nate, then I have to go over to Slack. And it's so you can tell it's something that I personally find very frustrating that you know, not that we have then it's not frustrating that we have all these tools. That's great. It's that we don't have a standard for, like, oh, if it's work, it's Slack, and if it's not, it's messaging. It's there's just almost too many ways to communicate, and everybody seems to have a different preference.
I almost think it's maybe there are too many, but I almost think it's good that we have different ways, because that compartmentalizes a little bit of our work and life in different ways, maybe in too many small compartments. But it's certainly grown in the past few years. I think we've always had some measure of text message and a couple of tools that would be, you know, back in the day, some kind of IRC or instant, you know, live communication platform. Now you also have social networks, which have shifted into direct messaging as well. You have direct messaging dedicated apps like, you know, WhatsApp, and in Europe, a lot of people use Viber as well in some parts. So I have to have that also. And then you have this new breed of work tools like Teams and Slack and Discord, which is being used more and more. It really feels like when we're saying you have to know your audience, I would say it's almost like you have to know the specific person that you want to reach the fastest. And maybe that is an element as well. If I want to get a quick answer for someone, I might go to their preferred method of communication. If it's something that is maybe a little bit less important, I might send another through another means, maybe probably email, which is a little bit more relaxed, it seems. But yeah, you have so many, and it depends on what the person is using. So you adapt to that person, and you can't use the tool that you're the most comfortable with. You have to make the effort to get the tool that they're the most comfortable with.
If you want that response. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Right. I've been thinking about it, and there are, let's say, for sake of simplicity, four major ways to communicate. There's text messaging of some sort. There's voice, which is some sort of calling, normally on the phone, but not always. There's conferencing, which can be voice or video, but it's we're all going to meet on a thing. And then there's collaboration. I think most of us probably just have one collaboration system.
Collaboration?
And that would be like Slack or Teams or something like that. And most workplaces have one of those that they're like, okay, everybody's in Teams. Everybody go talk on Teams if you want to collaborate. And so that helps simplify it for your workplace. Like, oh, our workplace uses this and that's where I'll go to talk about a bunch of things. But like you say, if somebody's not really involved in doing work at the time, they might not be as responsive on your Teams instance. And so you have to be like, okay, well, I just want to send them a message directly then. Do I text them? Do I WhatsApp them? Do I Telegram them? Do I Signal them? Do I Viber them? Like, that's where it gets complicated. And I think that's what I'm hoping is someday, like, okay, it's fine if we have a few tools, like you say. In fact, it's good, because then you can kind of moderate what level of communication you're doing, but we have too many within the categories. And that's where you have to just communicate your preference and say, like, hey, you know, for what it's worth, if you want to get me, it's SMS, because that's the thing I'll always pay attention to, or WhatsApp or whatever. And then you have to learn that about other folks as well.
I think it's easier within an organization because there is a designated tool, as you said, which sometimes often provides a couple of those options. Teams might allow you to do a conference call and direct messages and then those collaboration channels. So it's probably best within the same organization to stay within that tool as much as you can. If you're working from home, and even if you're, you know, if you're an independent, or and even if you're not, it's likely that you're going to be communicating with people outside of your organization, and then that very much applies. I will say, however, there is one thing that applies to absolutely everyone, and I don't know how much the audience of this podcast, with which we communicate via a wonderful means of communication, which is podcasting, I don't know how much of that audience is going to be using conference calls too much. But the one thing I will say, you should consider conference calls as your last possible way of communicating with someone. They are a tremendous waste of time in many, many cases, and they should be the last, like, it's the last option. If you can't get what you need to get done, if you can't get it done through another way, then do a conference call. But setting conference call as an alternative for going to someone's desk and asking them a question is, I feel, in my opinion, a horrible mistake.
Yeah, it would be like instead of just, if you weren't working from home, it would be like instead of swinging by someone's desk, you called a meeting and said,
yeah,
just to ask them one question, right? The same sort of situation applies.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to talk about a different communication question, which is when to call someone versus when to message them. And I guess what I'm saying is when to use voice versus when to use text. Because even if you know the method, sometimes people get, and this has happened more and more over the years, the culture has changed, they get a little annoyed if you just call them, whether it's on Skype or Viber or the phone or whatever. There seems to be an etiquette of texting to say, hey, is it okay if I call you right now? I mean, even my sister has done this to me.
Yeah, this is a delicate one because, yeah, I agree. Even myself, I kind of wince when people call me. I'm like, can't you just send a text? It's fine. Because I'm antisocial, but that's maybe specific to me. But it is a delicate thing because the other side of it is that sometimes communicating through other means is going to make things more complicated. If you have to try to explain something by text and then they ask a question, it takes forever for you to answer, and then they take forever. Maybe sometimes a call is much easier and much faster as a way to resolve the problem that you're faced with. However, a call is definitely more taxing. It's more of an interruption for the person that you're addressing it to. So this is a super difficult balance and etiquette problem when to call. But I guess to your point, what I would say is, it is important to not discount calls as a way of solving a problem quickly. Just sometimes call someone, you'll have an answer within like 3 minutes, whereas the other methods would have taken you 3 hours to get that you know, resolution to your problem. So
yeah, it's a 100% agree. I've been in text message conversations where one or the other of us has said, let's just call, and we figure it out in a breeze, because the instant back and forth of talking sometimes is much more efficient than writing something out, waiting for the other person to respond, etc.
Yeah, definitely agree. I guess there is something magical about the call. The trap, though, is to not get dragged into too much small talk, because all of a sudden, that's the reason, I guess, why people don't want to talk to one another anymore. All of a sudden, you find yourself asking, you know, oh, how's the husband and how are the kids doing? And did you see that last episode of The Mandalorian? And you've lost half an hour instead, you know, when the point was to do things quickly. So that's also important to remember, I think.
Yeah, I actually, you might think it's odd, since I do almost all of my podcasting over the equivalent of a phone with Skype. I hate talking on the phone. I really do. It's just like when I'm not recording a show, I really just don't like talking on the phone. And my whole family is that way. We all just text message each other, you know, even on birthdays and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
That's I'll tell you what, I talk to my mom almost every day, not every day, maybe a few times a week, but because we know that we keep it short. It's like, hey, how are you doing? All right, excellent. Did you see the results of the election? Did you see that thing? Okay, excellent. Talk to you tomorrow. And since we know that it doesn't drag on forever, we are much less reluctant to calling. And when we need something, it resolves things more quickly. So getting into that habit of making calls expedient and, you know, talking about my mom like this might seem heartless. It's not. But we also spend more time on the phone sometimes. All right, I'm going to stop talking about my mom.
But she's your audience. I think it's a great example of like knowing your audience. Like, you know what works with your mom, and you know, that's no different when you're dealing with coworkers or clients or colleagues. Is knowing what the solution is to communicating with them is important.
Yep, exactly.
Well, folks, that's it for Work Insanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
You can send us questions to contact@workinsanity.net. Again, that's contact@workinsanity.net. And we will have the answers. Well, we will have some answers. Maybe not the right ones, but answers. I'm Patrick Beja. Catch up with me at notpatrick.com, where you can find all the links to everything I do.
And I'm Todd Merritt. You can find me at TomMerritt.com and find both of us at WorkInsanity.net. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.